If you have your Bibles this morning, turn with us to Ephesians chapter number 2. Ephesians chapter number 2, and I'm going to be bringing a message this morning on the amazing grace of God. On the amazing grace of God. I'm going to try my very best to be civil. And if you've never met me, I'm a preacher that gets excited. And, you know, when it gets on, I just like to get on with it. And I love what the Lord's done in my life, and I'm thankful to have my wife with me today of 34 years of marriage, and I appreciate her. And then my oldest son and his wife is with us today, and one of our grandbabies. And my, found out why they call them grandbabies, because they are grand. We've got two beautiful boys, and tomorrow, if nothing don't happen, tomorrow, my youngest boy has had this little girl since she's 5 days old, and we're going to adopt her tomorrow. And we're excited about that. But anyway, and I'm telling you, I don't know nothing about girls, and man, I'm telling you, they're a whole different ball game. But anyway, you pray for me this morning. I'm a little hyper this morning. I apologize. I drunk a doctor enough on the way down the road. So I'm a little hyper, but we're just praying God will meet with us today around the Word of God. Hey, listen, what I've got to say won't help you. But what God's got to say will help you today, and it'll help you down the road. The Bible said here in Ephesians chapter 2, I'm going to start my reading in verse number 4. The Bible said, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherein He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together to make us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that the age to come He might shew the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus." Now notice from there in verse number 8, the Bible said, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, and the good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." I'm going to stop my reading today right there. I've got some other scripture I want to look at today, but let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we bow today, Father, we thank You for this another opportunity and privilege, Lord, to be in Your house. And God, as we stand behind this sacred desk, Lord, we stand in need again, Lord, to be filled with the Spirit of God. Lord, I pray You'd take the message, Lord. I pray You'd touch our lips, illuminate our mind. And God, I pray we'd say nothing within ourselves. And Lord, I pray if there's any in the midst today, Lord, that don't know You in the free pardon of sin, Lord, I pray the sweet Holy Spirit of God would speak to that heart today. God, they would throw up that flag of surrender and come and give their heart and life to You today. God, may we find ourselves in the Scripture today. And I pray, Father, that You'd lead, guide, and direct in everything that's said and done. And we'll give You praise and honor and glory for it all. For these things we ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. I want to look at this passage of Scripture today in verse number 8. The Bible said, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves." The first thing I see in this passage of Scripture, and we know, that He saves us by grace. The word grace means unmerited favor. That's what grace means. I like what somebody put down one time, and I wrote it in the top of my Bible. When you look at grace, it's God's righteousness at Christ's expense. And I'm thankful today that Jesus Christ came, bled, and died, and paid a sin debt that I owed that I could not pay. He paid it in full. And not only did He pay it for me, He paid it for all mankind. And I'm thankful for that today. The Bible said here in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, notice what the Bible said. It says, he said here, "And you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. We were all dead in trespasses and sins. Somebody said, well, I don't know if I was ever lost or not. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So that puts us all in the same boat. But I'm glad He came to save. I'm glad His grace is saving grace today. And you know, and God loves us so much, He quickened us by His grace. He made us alive in Christ Jesus. I was born February the 24th, 1962. Now don't start counting that up. I'll just go ahead and tell you, I'm 59. But hey, I was born earth. I had an earthly birth back then at that date. Now, I can't tell you specifically what date it was when I got saved. It was around July the 4th. I was in a mental health center in Johnson City trying to get off of drugs and alcohol when the Lord came to where I was at and He saved my soul and gave me a new life. Beloved, I'm glad there is a new life. When the Lord saves you, He makes you new in Christ Jesus. Boy, ain't you glad of that this morning. But I find here the Bible said God loved us so much, beloved, that He did all this for us. The grace of God, the Bible said there in verse 8, it's a gift. There's not one thing you can do for salvation this morning. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and clarify this morning. How there's nothing in you, beloved, that does anything to get you salvation through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, there's no other means, there's no other way that we can be saved today except through and by His blood today. I'm a blood preacher. I thank God for the blood. Hey, listen, it was the blood that washed my sin away. It was the blood that saved me. I'm glad not only that, beloved, the Bible says it's for all mankind. I told somebody coming in today, most of the time I carry two Bibles. They always told me this, and I'm not really been a big in guns, but I'm starting to get in guns. I bought me a little .22 here not long ago. It's my critter getter. That's what I call it. I've got groundhogs where I live. I had groundhogs where I live, and I stepped up now. I went and bought me a .17. Hallelujah. I can reach out and touch them. And I'm just thankful that the Lord's blessed me, and I've got these rifles now, and I'm enjoying them. But I'm thankful this morning, hallelujah to His name. I'm glad that He came to where I was at, and He saved my soul. Hey, beloved, I'm glad this salvation is for whosoever will. I'm glad it's that away this morning. I'm glad that He'll save from the uttermost to the guttermost. I'm glad He can save anybody this morning. Don't you ever, listen to me, church, don't you ever let nobody tell you that God can't save somebody. God can save who He wants to. Hey, I'm glad it's for whosoever will. I'm glad it's for every mankind. Oh, the Bible said here in Titus chapter number 2, it says there, it says, For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared. Notice what your Bible says now. It says it's appeared to all mankind. Boy, I'm glad it's that away today, ain't you? Oh, listen, I know, listen to, we're living in the day and time when there's a lot of doctrine being preached that ain't in the Word of God. I believe that some can be saved and some can't. Beloved, I just read you a verse of Scripture that the Bible says for all can be saved. Woo! I say bless His holy name. Hallelujah to His name. We'll forget what Brother Jack said. He'd be preaching in a big way. He'd stop and he'd say, listen, you hear how quiet it's getting? He said, the Holy Ghost is working. Huh? It used to make me nervous when it get quiet in church. It don't bother me no more after I heard Him say that. I just figured the Holy Ghost is working this morning. I'm glad, beloved, it's by grace that we're saved, that we got salvation through His grace. But not only that, friend, I'm thankful this morning that it will transform us. Beloved, His grace will do that for us. I'm glad it's for all mankind. But you know what? I'm glad that the Bible teaches us, beloved, that it will transform us. You know, he said here in verse Titus chapter 2, verse number 12, listen to what God's saying. God said, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly. Are you listening to what God's saying? He said that when He saved us, beloved, we could live soberly, teaching us. That's what the Word of God should do to us. It should teach us how to live. Oh, yeah, hey, it's a new life. If you get born again, it's a new life in Christ Jesus. Oh, listen, I'm glad that it teaches us to live soberly. Now, I want to say something right here. I believe He's talking about being sober-minded. I think He's talking about your thinking should be right. Hey, well, being sober, I mean thinking and doing what's right. Hey, doing what's good. Hey, according to the Word of God. But I thought about this when He said to teach to be soberly. I believe, too, there's a verse of Scripture for that. Boy, hey, listen, I'm going to give you two messages in one. Hallelujah, ain't going to cost you nothing. Hey, man, that ought to make everybody want to get up and take a run spell. Huh? You say, why? Because I know how Baptists are. Huh? You say, why did you say that? Because I'm a Baptist. Hallelujah this morning. Hey, the Bible says this, be sober. Be sober-minded. Are you listening? Now, this might offend somebody, I don't know, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Because God put it in His Word. He said this, He said wine. Proverbs 20 and verse 1. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Hello? Oh, yeah. Hey, listen. You're looking at, hey, listen. Some people think that they, you know, it's all right to take a little drink every now and then. I'm talking about church people. I ain't talking about the world. I ain't preaching to the world this morning. I'm preaching to this congregation. Oh, yeah, it's still sin. Yeah, well, strong drink. Hey, listen, God saved me. I was a drunkard. 21 years old, I was a drunkard. Hey, I had an addiction. Hey, I was hooked on drugs and alcohol. Hey, when the Lord came to where I was at, and boy, that day He saved me. Beloved, I've never went back to that slop. I've never went back to the bars. I never went back to drinking. Never went back to drugs. You say, why? Because He put something in my heart, friend, that changed my life. Hey, you say, what was that? As the Holy Ghost of God. Woo! I say, bless His name this morning. Hey, you know what? I know that scares Baptists now. Hey, but the Holy Ghost in the Bible. Are you with me? Say amen. Oh, yeah, if you're saved this morning, He's living on the inside of you, too. Yeah. Hey, it does good. Hey, just let Him go sometimes. You ever sit there in the pew and your heart, you sitting there trying to hold it back. Praise God, you're going to get up and let it rip one day. Woo! You ought to get your preacher so excited he'd take six laps around this place. Huh? Hey, He's worth. I love that choir singing this morning. Hey, do you ever listen to what they're singing? Oh, yeah, magnifying and blessing Him and praising His name. That's what it's all about. Hey, whether you're singing, whether you're preaching, whatever you're doing, you ought to magnify Him. Hey, but He said this. Now, notice what He said. He said that we should live soberly, righteously, godly. Hello? You know, the Bible still teaches us. Are you listening? It still teaches us. You say, who's us? Those that are born again, birthed in the family of God, it teaches us to come out from among the world and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Ain't nothing wrong with living right. Oh, yeah. You know what these young people need to see? They need to see us older people living right and doing right. Oh, yeah, don't be mad at your neighbor. I hope ain't nobody over here mad at somebody over here. And I hope somebody over here ain't mad at somebody over here. You know what you're doing? You're hindering the service. Oh, yeah, we need to love one another. You say, why? Because he's coming. He's soon coming. He said, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Boy, ain't you glad of that this morning? I'm glad this morning that he purified me. Hey, I'm glad that he forgave me of all my sin. Woo! I say bless his holy name. We find here, not only that, but his grace. Thank God this morning, we're justified this morning by his grace. Boy, ain't you glad of that. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to Romans chapter number 3. Romans chapter number 3. And I want you to follow along with me. You know why? Because this is God's Word. It ain't mine. What I got to say, I can say in 2 minutes and sit down. Hey, as a matter of fact, it won't do you a bit of good. But what God's got to say, friend, it'll help us. He said here in Romans chapter 3, look at verse number 22. Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. There's that all again. Hey, and for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believed in God. Ain't you glad this morning that we're not only does salvation save us, but it justifies us? Oh, that's what salvation, that's what he said, being justified freely by his grace. Boy, I'm glad this morning that he saves, friend. I'm glad justified. Listen to what the word means. Justified, declared righteous. Now, how many of you would raise your hand this morning and say that you're perfect? I'm a-looking. Ain't none of us perfect. How many of you husbands, wives ever come to church fighting like a cat and dog? Pull in the driveway, put on that Baptist smile. Get out, come in the house. How you doing? Oh, I'm doing the best you ever seen. Huh? Hey, guilty. I've been guilty of doing it. And if I have to get in the pulpit, I got to get things right between me and her before I can get up there. Huh? Oh, God's got a way to get you to swallow that pride. Oh, yeah. And if he ain't never done you like that, man, I hope he calls you to preach. Because you will. Hallelujah. I'm glad we're justified. The Bible said we're declared righteous. Now, I want to tell you something this morning by my feelings. I don't feel like I'm just, I don't feel like I'm righteous by my feelings. But I'm glad the Bible says that we're justified. We're declared righteous by the blood of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I'm glad his salvation can save to the uttermost this morning. But not only that, look at that other word in there. It says, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption. I got to thinking about these words, redemption. Redemption, I mean, what is that? Oh, hey, listen, there's three words which are translated into redemption. Now, I'm just going to be as country and who I am, okay? I can't pronounce Greek and Hebrew, and I ain't going to try. But I will tell you what it means. The Bible said here there's a complete truth that is set forth in three words which are translated redemption. The first one, A-G-O-R-A-Z-O. Now, if you can pronounce that, go ahead, but I'm just going to spell it out. It says to purchase in a market. The unbelieving thought is of that of a slave market. Redemption. I want you to hang on to me. Hang on now. And then secondly, it says this. It is E-X-A-G-O-R-A-Z-O. It means to buy out of the market. We've been purchased this morning. Redemption was purchased by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we've been bought out of the market. Hey, it says this, that the redeemed are never again to be exposed for sale. I'm going to give you a minute. Get a hold of that. Hey, when the Lord saved us, He brought us out of the slave market. He paid the penalty for our sin. He paid a price that you and I cannot pay. There ain't no man can pay for his sin. Jesus paid it all, and all to Him I owe. He brought us out of the slave market. He paid the price. And hey, listen, that word redemption means never to be for sale anymore. Woo! I say bless His holy name. Ain't you glad of that? And then thirdly, it says L-U-T-R-O-O. It means to loose, to set free by paying a price. Are you free this morning? Huh? Hallelujah. Ever since the Lord saved me, He set me free. I used to be bound by sin. I used to be bound like that wild man that lived among the tombs. I was bound deep in sin. Hey, had no hope within, could not save myself. Hey, I thank God that He came to where I was at, blood, and set me free. If you're free, if the Lord sets you free, you're free indeed. Hallelujah. Hey, some people wonder. They say, praise God, if I ever get saved, I hope I don't act like that. Hey, forgiven much, thankful much. I'm thankful for what God did for me. Honey, He came to where I was at. He brought me out of a horrible pit. The Bible said there, He brought me up and out. Hallelujah. I'm glad He won't leave you where you're at. Hey, I've got all to be happy about. I'm excited about my salvation. I'm thrilled about it. Hey, I've never got over being saved. I can take you back to the very day the Lord saved me. And it excites me every time I go back there. You know why? It ain't got old. It don't matter what you buy down here. It don't matter what you purchase in life. It'll get old. Now, I'm going to leave the wives out of that, okay, men? Y'all bunch of chickens. Huh? Hey, you buy a new car, a new truck, it'll get old after a while. Buy a new house, it'll get old after a while. In our 34 years of marriage, we started out in a trailer, moved up to a little two-room house, moved up to a big three-bedroom, three full-bath house, two-car garage. And when we got a little bit older and the boys moved out, me and Mama looked at each other and said, what in the world are we going to do with this thing? So we sold it. And we built a house. And then COVID hit. We've been in it a little over a year. Thank God. Hey, I'm thankful, beloved, that the Lord is in control of everything. Ain't you? Hey, listen, I know COVID's changed things and probably forever will change our life. Probably forever will. Hey, listen, I'm thankful that God never changes. I'm glad the Bible said He's the same yesterday, today, and if I live tomorrow, He'll be the same tomorrow. Boy, I'm glad today He's in control. I'm glad when the Lord saves a person, He justifies them. He makes them a new creature in Christ Jesus, beloved. And then thirdly, God's amazing grace is sufficient. The Bible said over here in 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. Now this is where Paul talks about his thorn in the flesh. And Paul prayed and he asked God to remove the thorn. Now I'm not going to go into what I think the thorn was. I don't know. But I do know this. It really bothered Paul. And it upset him. And he wanted God to take it away. But I'm glad, beloved, that His grace is sufficient to meet our every need. Look at verse number 7. I'm going to pick my reading up here. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7 says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the measure of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace," or you ought to underline this, "is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in the infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." How could Paul say, "I'm going to do it in my infirmities, in my sufferings, in my distresses. I'm going to magnify the Lord"? I'll tell you how he could say it. He said right there in verse number 7, verse number 9, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." When we're weak, He is strong. God has allowed you to be here today. I don't know nobody's heart in here. I don't know what you come in carrying. Some may be somebody sitting here carrying a heavy burden that nobody knows about but you and the Lord. But I want to tell you something this morning. His grace is sufficient to meet your every need. Hey, somebody said, "Well, you ever get to thinking about mama or daddy or maybe one of you youngins dying? I mean, it just takes a grip on you. I mean, in your mind, it just takes a grip on you. Oh, Lord, I wouldn't be able to handle that. I just can't take that. I mean, I can't handle it." But I want to tell you something. You know why you can't handle it? Because the grace ain't needed yet. But when you need it, It'll be there. I'm glad. That's why Paul said that his grace, he said, "When I'm weak, I've been made strong because His grace is sufficient to meet every need." Oh, aren't you glad of that this morning? Thank God that for the wonderful salvation that we have this morning. God's grace affects every area of our life. Whether you realize that or not, it does. Hey, listen. God's grace, I'm telling you this morning, I'm glad it's sufficient. I'm glad it meets our every need. I'm glad, hey, listen, we could not spiritually survive without the grace of God. You could not do it. We were talking coming down the road this morning, me and my wife. We were talking, and I was going through my mind about the grace of God. And I told her, I said, "How in the world does people who are lost, who do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, how are they making it? How are they making it? I mean, they're just, you know, and you would think, I remember when 9/11 happened. I remember when they run them planes into those buildings up there, and over 3,000 people died right there in New York on American soil. I remember that. Do you remember how it shook our country? Hey, do you remember how people started coming to church that never darkened the doors of the church? Hey, he'd give them a call. Hey, something's going on here. Maybe I need to get right with God. But ain't it amazing in the last 18, almost 2 years, how this pandemic has wiped out people and killed thousands upon thousands of people, but yet the church house a lot of times is sitting empty. People won't come to church. They're not afraid of God. You say, what's going on, preacher? I'll tell you what's going on. We're in the last days, friend. Hey, he's soon coming, friend, and Satan's doing all he can to deceive people. If you're here this morning and the Holy Ghost of God is drawing you, you're a blessed person. Say, preacher, I'll get saved when I want to. Not according to the Scripture, you won't. Hey, I still believe the book. John 6:44, except the Father draw them. Are you with me, church? It ain't easy believism. I do not preach that. I do not preach, take them down the Romans road, repeat after me, repeat that prayer. You'll say, no. That's what's the matter with the church today. There's a lot of people sitting in fundamental Bible-believing, Bible-preaching churches that are still lost. I remember the day. Honey, I want to tell you something. You ever run into him? You ever run into the Holy Ghost of God? You'll never forget him. Honey, he hung me out over hell. I was on the third floor trying to get off of drugs and alcohol. Sitting there talking to a psychiatrist. He's trying to straighten me out. Hey, listen, I don't have a brain know-how, so he was working with nothing. But I never will forget the day the fire alarm started going off in that building. Them emergency doors begin to close. I knew there wasn't no fire, but the Holy Ghost of God, son, he started ringing my bell. I was sitting in a session with about 18 or 20 people. The door's shut, the alarm's going off, and the Holy Ghost of God moved in my heart. I was under so much conviction, brother. I couldn't get away from it. I slipped in there in my room, got on my knees. Wasn't nobody there but me and God. He hung me out over hell. He showed me I was lost and depraved, a sinner bound and on my way to hell. I bowed down beside that bed, Brother Steve. I said, Lord, would you save me? You say, what happened? That Holy Ghost conviction, friend, came into sweet peace. When I opened my heart's door, he come in, done all the saving, done all the cleaning. Hey, he done it all, friend. And he set me free. Hallelujah. I walked out of that place. I've told this many times. I walked out of that place and I'd have to look down to see if my feet was touching the ground. I felt so clean. I felt so clean for the first time in my life. And I walked out by the grace of God. Are you listening, church? By the grace of God, I've never stuck another bottle to my mouth. I've never took pills. I've never took drugs illegally. I've never done none of that stuff. Never smoked any of the left-handed cigarettes. Got away from all that stuff. You say, why? Because he arrested me. Not only did he arrest me, brother, you know what he said? You ain't your own no more. Been bought with a price. You're mine. You say, have you ever done wrong since then? I sure have. Boy, I've messed up so much. It's a thousand more than he hadn't booted me right out. I've just made a mess sometimes. But you know what I found? His grace is sufficient. Every time I go back, 1 John 1 and 9, thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe not. Oh, no, that's not it. Somebody help me here. Cleanse us from, amen. Right. I found him faithful. You know what he does? He'll say, get up. Get up. Dust yourself off. Forgiven. Go on. Takes care of me. Loves me. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something. The devil didn't love me. I'd wake up 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning laying in the car, passed out. Didn't know how I got there. Made a wreck out of my life. Not one time did the devil ever come by and say, hey, I'll take care of you. All I heard him was laughing. Look at him. Made a fool out of himself again. But ever since the Lord saved me, he's been good to me. Better than I deserve. He's been good to me. I'm glad his grace is sufficient to meet our every need. God bestows his grace not because of what we do or who we are, but it's because of who God is. Can I say something right here? He is God! Woo! I say bless his holy name. I'm glad he ain't changed, friend. I'm glad he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm glad, beloved, I can go the wee hours of the night and cry out to a holy God, and he hears my prayer. I say bless his holy name. Paul said, in my weakness, I'm made strong. Whatever comes our way, we must depend on God to fulfill it with his grace. Whatever comes our way, are you listening? Hey, we're none of us, y'all done told me you wasn't perfect. None of us are. We all got faults, we got flaws. But I'm glad God loves us this morning. I'm glad the love of God never changes. It's the same all the time. What about death? When death comes, he's got grace for that. I never will forget sister over here, when I was coming to this church, her daddy had passed away. Her girls were just little girls. Now they up. One, I think one of them's married now. Sister Jennifer. I seen it break a woman. All she could do when she come to church was sit and cry. She sung in the choir, but she quit singing. She'd sit there in the pew and cry. Sunday in, Sunday out. I've told this all over the country. But I remember watching her. And after a little while, that sufficient grace began to work in her heart. Next thing I seen her, she's kind of helping around with the kids. Next thing you know, she's back in the choir singing. I looked up there this morning, seen her singing. Guess what? His grace is sufficient. Brother Steve, Sister Cindy, when I was here, I remember them losing a child. I seen it break them down. Why? Because death had come. But after a little while, I seen them tears dry up. After a little while, I seen her back working with them young'uns again. And then after a little while, little Chloe come along. Hallelujah. I looked this morning, seen her back there when I come in. Beautiful young lady. What are you saying? I'm saying God's grace is sufficient. You say, I don't know, preacher. I don't know if I can make it. Hey, you'll make it. You may not feel like it right now, but you will make it. God's grace is sufficient. Almost a year ago, on February the 4th, I got a call. Y'all remember my brother Glenn. I got to lead my brother to the Lord. I got to baptize my brother. My brother was with me for several years. He had emphysema real bad. We took care of him over the years. I got a call on February the 4th. He needed to come to my sister's house. We took him to my sister's house. He got sick on Sunday. We took him over there to my sister's house. I walked in. My brother sitting out in a recliner. He done went on to be with the Lord. Brother Steve, I fell at his feet and began to cry. And I began to weep. And I began to pray. Yeah. Thanking God that He saved him. Right. We were in the middle of building a house. Had a lot of stuff going on in our life. I don't know what happens to a person. And I didn't understand why God allowed this to happen in my life. But I went into shock that night. I don't know anybody that was in the house. I don't know, but nobody come. They come and got his body. I don't remember none of that. My mind just totally blank. I can't, even to this day, I can't remember it. We went to the funeral home, made funeral arrangements. It's like my mind was in a cloud. I just couldn't think. My brother put it in the will. He wanted me to help hold the funeral. You say, was you able to? I got up and stood that night, preached my brother's funeral. You say, what are you saying? I'm saying His grace is sufficient. 1 month to the day, March the 4th, got a phone call about 6 o'clock in the morning. My wife's brother suddenly passed away, unexpected. Went out into eternity, saved. Saved. You say, why are you saying all this? His grace is sufficient. You look at death, you look at homes being broken up. Divorce has come in. Broken relationships. God specifies. He's a specialist in sufficient grace. There's grace for that. There's grace that will meet our every need. Ain't you glad this morning for His amazing grace? Any kind of addiction you want to think of, His grace is sufficient. Whether it be pornography, whether it be drugs, whether it be alcohol, whatever it may be, His grace is sufficient to meet every need. I'm thankful for His grace. I've preached before, we got grace in front, grace behind, grace to the left, and grace to the right. We've got grace all around us. We ought to thank God for His marvelous grace. It's amazing to me how God orchestrates a service. I come in this morning and the Sunday school teacher's doing a great job. I enjoyed that. What was he teaching on? The grace of God. It ain't, hey, I didn't come this morning. I could have come and give you a message. I've got them. I've got outlines. And listen, you're looking at a preacher this morning. I ain't afraid to steal an outline from a preacher either. You say, I wouldn't do that. I do. Pray for me, will you? But God sent me here this morning with a specific message. And it's for this group of people. He come to tell me and you this morning that His grace is sufficient to meet your every need. I don't care what you're going through. He's got grace for it. There's grace for it. You name it, there's grace for it. He'll meet your every need. Paul wanted that thorn to be gone, but it didn't leave. But when God told Paul, my grace is sufficient, you never hear him mention it no more. Ain't you glad for the grace of God this morning? Amazing grace. I never get tired of hearing that song. Amazing grace. Because it was what saved a wretch like me. You have the message this morning.